Let's begin by coming into stillness and centering together. I invite you to gently close your eyes or let your gaze settle in front of you, softening. Sense your feet resting on the floor and notice all of the places where your body is supported, touching, grounded as you sit. Taking a deep breath in and out. Allow yourself to arrive gently and fully in the stillness and softening of this moment. Hear the voice of Spirit gently whispering to your heart and mind. And set your intention, if you will, for this inward journey. Trusting that as you go deeply inside, you affirm that you rest always and in all ways in the ever-present love of God. Breathing in and out. Bring your awareness to your heart center. Sense the rhythm of your heart beating. And sense the physical space of your whole heart center. And now hear these words of wisdom from Meister Eckhart. To see as God sees. You can leave your eyes open or closed as you are comfortable. It is your destiny to see as God sees. To know as God knows, to feel as God feels. How is this possible? How? Because divine love cannot defy its very self. Divine love will be eternally true to its own being. And its being is giving all it can at the perfect moment. The greatest gift God can give is God's own experience. Every object, every creature, every man, woman, and child has a soul, and it is the destiny of all to see as God sees, to know as God knows. To feel as God feels. To be as God is. Divine love cannot defy its very self. Breathe into the divine love that cannot defy itself. Love that is eternally true to its own being. That is giving all it can. How is this love showing up for you? And as you. We are a spirit-centered community. Here is this wisdom, an excerpt from a poem, To Live with the Spirit by Jessica Powers. To live with the Spirit of God is to be a listener, is to keep the vigil of mystery, earthless and still. One leans to catch the stirring of spirit, strange as the wind's will. The soul that walks where the wind of the spirit blows turns like a wandering weather vane toward love. It may lament. It may rejoice. Always it walks in waylessness, waylessness, unknowing. To live with the Spirit of God is to be a lover. It is becoming love. The soul is all activity, all silence. And though it surges Godward to its goal, it holds as moving earth holds sleeping noonday. The peace that is the listening of the soul. To live with the Spirit of God is to be a listener, to keep vigil with the mystery, how are you listening? How do you feel the wind of spirit calling you into the mystery? How are you nurturing your relationship as the beloved, the lover, the beloved of God? Where is the whisper of God calling you? We warmly welcome all. Here is this wisdom from Rumi in a translation by Coleman Barks of the Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. She may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes. Because each guest has been sent as a guide from beyond. How have you welcomed or rejected the guests who show up at your door? Can you laugh at the shame, the malice, and greet them with joy? How are you part of letting everyone in? How are you inviting all of life's circumstances to be a guide from beyond? We embrace diversity. Here's wisdom from Hafiz. If God invited you to a party and said, "Everyone in the ballroom tonight will be my special guest," how would you then treat them when they arrived? Indeed. And Hafiz knows that there is no one in this world who is not standing upon God's jeweled dance floor. How are you dancing on the bejeweled dance floor of the divine? What habit could you add or change in your own daily routine that would invite in different cultures for an inner dialogue or a direct dialogue? How are you working to understand and transform and awaken to your own relationship to this complex culture in which we live? We walk our talk with integrity. Here's wisdom from Howard Thurman. There is something in every one of you that waits and listens for the sound of the genuine in yourself. It is the only true guide you will ever have. It is the only true guide you will ever have. And if you cannot hear it, you will spend your days on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. There is something in every one of you that waits and listens for the sound of the genuine. The voice of God within. The word integrity encompasses our ethics, our conduct, the things that help us live and thrive in community. But it also points to the sense of being whole, whole and intact, so that our doing stems from our being. How are you listening to that voice of the genuine, the voice of God within, calling you to be fully who you are? Before I close with a prayer, I invite a pause of some silence, some space around those words of inspiration from voices all around the ages, and the inspiration of that genuine voice within. So take a moment or two in the silence around that in your own heart, in your own way. And hear that voice whispering within. And we pray. Source and wellspring of all love, eternal one, sweet spirit, genuine voice within, may our time together this morning give us courage to listen to your voice. Courage to walk with you into every step of our unfolding path, trusting the blessing that arises the moment we set out. Help us remind each other that we are beloved of you. That we are beloved and dancing on the same bejeweled dance floor of all creation. May it be so, and so it is. Amen.